Anyway, before that, from New Jersey, Sacred Denial gave us World War Weird from the Lifespeed Eddington album. Maggot Sandwich started us off with Communism. It's a quarter after 11 here at 90.1 FM. This is where we get into our local segment of the show. And we're going to listen to some Suburban Defects. Trying to sneak a whole bunch of songs in there. I'm only giving you 2 minutes and I'm trying to squeeze it in. That was Suburban Defects, Stand Tall, and all that laughing you heard in the background is the band. I guess that's what they think of their music. I'm not sure. Now introduce yourselves, guys.
I'm Rich.
I'm Brian.
How you doing? Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit what's happening with the band? You're going to be playing next week?
We'll be playing on the 18th
of February.
And what else?
It's going to be a whole bunch of other bands, Boiling Sponge, Four Running Corpses, as you'll say later on, Shit for Britain.
Go ahead, FB. The secret's out.
The club's out. Sorry about that.
It's quite all right. I won't be on next week, not today, but...
I haven't seen the coin yet, guys.
Okay, I want to get your impressions on this song. Rich already told us about it a few weeks ago. Did you write it, Brian?
No, it was before I was in the band.
Mm-hmm. Using someone else's material. It's tacky.
Happens these days.
Why don't you tell us then how you got involved with the band?
I came into the band, I think we were together for about a year or so. Mm-hmm. They were having problems with their lead vocalist, and I've known Richie for quite a while. So, Rich came over to me and, you know, we were talking about it, and I was in another band that we hadn't been doing much lately. So I told him, yeah, sure. And then I, you know, joined the band. Mm. So we started practicing.
We started jamming around a while just for fun. But since he worked out, I was like, great.
Where did you guys meet in school?
We met actually downport. On one of the nights we didn't get beat up.
So why don't you tell us then, what was it that attracted you to punk music?
That's kind of
honesty of it.
Yeah, the tempo and like the truth of it, they're kind of, yeah.
I can relate to that a lot more than the communication right there, the Zeppelin and stuff.
Kind of like my major when I first got into it was like the early Clash and, you know, Sex Pistols and Generation X, that kind of stuff, you know, so, the original stuff. And before that was that I was heavily into the, you know, what you might say, glitter rock, you know, early Bowie and the New York Dolls and stuff like that, T-Rex, and that kind of trend of stuff right before it, so it was kind of right into it.
Yeah, 70s lost all the, you know, the...
I had a friend of mine that actually got me into it. He got me into the early Clash when I was in, like, 8th grade,
yeah,
you know, 7th grade. So that's how, you know, he used to bring over his albums to me and say, hey, listen to this, you know, I was like, oh, I like it, yeah. And then it just kind of grew after that, more and more.
How did you slowly evolve from the Clash into what you're playing today?
I'm buying, you know about the bands, you see a black flag, where can you pick that up? The next thing, Wayne, buying comps.
It's all in the same form, because the early Clash was like the beginning of it.
But a Black Flag album's much faster.
Oh, yeah, but it's a different tempo, but it still has the same meaning. It's faster, but it's the same feel to it. And that's the most important thing, is the feel to it. Mm-hmm. You can be slow, but still be a punk or a hardcore band.
It seems to be a lot of bands coming out.
Yeah.
So what's behind the music than the lyrics? Play an important, more important role than the speed of the music?
Yeah, the lyrics and the speed, it all goes together, because the speed is the energy, and the lyrics are just as well the energy.
In a different spot, they're the energy. They're for your mind, actually, yeah. That's why what's really good is a lot of bands always include their lyric sheet, but sometimes you can't.
Okay. I have a whole bunch of questions I want to ask you. I just want to blank, but that is really good. You're the first band to actually had an answer for that question. So I'm going to go on then to style. Feeling blind there.
I had to push it out of the way so I could see
you. You're talking about the music and the energy and things like that, but, why would you go out and sort of shave your head into a mohawk? Well, even shave your head off.
it's a statement. Kind of saying that, I'm still the person I am, and this is the way I want to look, and I still am the person. If you like me, that's great.
It's also a good filter. Yeah. Filters out people who don't have an open mind, Because you meet a lot of people who are real jerks to you when they meet you because of it. You don't really want to know anyway, because...
Yeah, they have we have the problems downport for no reason. We all know a good percentage of the people downport. This year was ridiculous down there.
But don't you think, though, that if you want to, get a certain message across and everything like that the people who are already dressed like you, look like you, already feel the same way?
Yeah, they're all doing that.
And, basically you're pointing to them, and they already know what the message is, so you'd be trying to reach the other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of real slow, but you just said you're filtering out people.
We're filtering, there's no way.
Them people, really, if they can't accept you for how you look really shouldn't have anything to do with a person's
music.
Not even his music, but his way what his lifestyle is. I'm just saying, if he's a good person or not, the way he looks shouldn't have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. Because, I consider myself a pretty good person. I consider Rich a good person. And Chris, I consider that, they're all into, Chris is a good person, he has a pretty semi-normal haircut.
You call that normal?
Yeah. And what's the difference between Richie with his mohawk and now Richie with this? There's no difference, really. Mm-hmm. His personality is still the exact same.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Okay, let's go back then. So you want to get a message across and stuff like that. What kind of message do you want to get across? Being from Long Island, it seems that it's pretty much a middle class suburban area, and Long Island really doesn't have much to complain about. Some people, as compared to, say, punks in England, and so much, unemployment rate so high. Long Island, every place you go by, there's a whole thing.
Same thing, all the different gripes. Yeah. Different things to complain about.
Yeah, sure, there's a help wanted sign out there, but you're not really getting a lot of jobs, you're not really getting paid nothing. Which is something that, that's why it comes to better education. but for a lot of people who don't have that, say, or people who are working 60 hours just to support a family, it's just to support a family nowadays is so ridiculous. And the island's such an expensive place to live. It's like one of the most expensive tax rates on the island are pretty insane.
Besides, the punks in England complain so much about unemployment, they get to sit around on the doll until they're 19, 20 years old and get supported. We don't get to do that. We have to go out and work for our money.
So what else is there to complain about on the island?
Oh, this closed-minded attitudes of people.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot about them, a lot of that. It's pretty much like the employment rate is fine. Now, as you just said, lately it's been insane. Like, Long Island's getting built up so much, and it's going to become, Suffolk is going to become another Nassau. Mm. Jobs is no problem now on the island. So the cost of, with them jobs coming, is now the cost of living goes up so much more, too. What are you going to say, Richard? Sorry about that.
Never mind. No, it's also, I don't like to... There seems to be this attitude with people with your class of living, with everybody's also, like higher class than you or whatever by how much money you make the way you look. And it's like, the same, you're all equal. That's a, that pisses me off a lot. If we're allowed to say that, sorry.
We're allowed. But I don't understand why someone who's maybe in the eighth grade and hears a Clash record, you know, back in eighth grade, you really don't have too much to worry about.
No, you're just kind of like getting into it for,
just to be different.
Just kind of liking that, as I said, from like the early Bowie stuff, kind of like.
So raunchiness.
Yeah.
Music lost its raunchiness in the end of the 60s.
So from going from like the eighth grade to like nowadays, you sort of got more disillusioned.
Of course, you learn, more stuff. You've been through a lot more than that. You're talking, 6 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Some 5 years ago. So, you're talking a lot has happened in your lifetime then. I mean, you've grown up. so you might say,
Okay. Do you have any songs about that? Maybe the disillusionment or even the high cost of living on Long Island?
Pretty much, maybe about the only problem I can say is, problems. And that's pretty much about Ian's life, because he has to be what's supposedly expected of him, and he's not, for being into hardcore,
trying to have his head away from his parents and the people where he comes from.
So that's why that problem is. That's the song we opened with at Sundance. That song's pretty much just about Ian and what he has to deal with when he was going to school and all like the stuff he used to have to hear.
Okay.
And it's kind of really like a fun song. It's pretty funny, actually.
It's funny, but it does have a point.
Yes, it's a point, but it has to deal with living in I know you're at Stony Brook right now, but living in Stony Brook and how the people in Stony Brook really aren't used to somebody like him,
Okay. Why don't I ask Brian a few more questions? Rich, why don't you pop the tape in for the next song so we can listen to that? Brian, why don't you just run down who's in the band?
The band is consisted of Gilbert on bass, Don Juan on drums, Richie on guitar, and myself on vocals.
Okay, how long has the present lineup been together?
Gil, Don, and Rich have been together for about, I'd say about a year, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit, Don a little bit longer than that even.
Yeah, about a year.
And Don's the original drummer of them.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I joined about 3 months ago, I'd say. Probably end of November.
Okay, why don't you tell us what we have next?
This is that song, Should Be Problems.
Okay.
I've got problems.
Okay, so Bourbon Defects here on Turmoil. Turmoil, Suburban Defects, a song called Problems.
Ian's Blues.
Ian's Blues. Why don't you tell us what's going on with the band? We'll be recording a cassette soon for Crisis, I hear?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a cassette with on a 4-track on Crisis Cassettes. And that's going to have like 13 or maybe a little bit more songs on it, depending on how many we get done.
And I hear you're also planning on releasing a record.
Yeah, we're going to, do you want to talk about that?
We're in the process of going into a studio and recording two songs for a 45.
Which will be probably released by, hopefully by, say the beginning of the summer or the end of the summer, in between that period. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing, releasing Stand Tall, which song was the first song played tonight, and Border. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be doing that?
Tommy Curran from Nova is going to be producing that. He's got a lot of studio background and everything, and he knows a lot about the music himself.
Mm-hmm. And he's got us distributed by Homestead.
It's already guaranteed to take 100 copies and distribute them, if not more.
Great.
And he's been doing a lot of work, like pushing that.
Yeah.
And we're going to be going in and recording that March 7th and 8th. So it's Friday and Saturday, so looks like no going out them nights.
You know? Okay, and the tape on Crisis should be available at Record Stop?
Pretty much where the Crisis is distributed all over.
Okay. And you can also write to Crisis at 34 Marlin Avenue, Hop Hog, New York.
Marlin Lane.
Marlin Lane, Hop Hog, New York. And that should be... being recorded?
Yeah, we're going to be doing that the 22nd?
Yeah.
The 22nd.
And who's producing that?
Chris Crowley. SFN.
Okay. Okay, I want to thank you guys for coming up.
Thank you very much for having us.
We ran a little bit longer than planned, but I'm sure everybody out there enjoyed the conversation as much as I did. And fortunately, only two tapes here. We don't have another song to play from them, but next week we'll get another song from Suburban Defects. Keep your eyes out. They'll be playing at February's.
Come on down.
Tuesday night. And I guess since I'm mentioning that, I want to just run down quickly the Turmoil Billboard. Who's playing where and when? Friday night, the 14th, February 14th, at the Anthrax Gallery. It'll be the Freeze and the Outpatients. Saturday the 15th at the Kitchen will be Live Skull. Sunday the 16th at CBGB's, Adrenaline OD, Relay and the Outpatients. Tuesday the 18th at February's Belmont, Boring Sponge, Suburban Defects, Knockout James, Four Rotting Corpses, SFB, and the Crumbsuckers. That show will be starting about 7 or 8 o'clock. Thursday the 20th at the Pyramid, False Prophets and Working Dog. Saturday the 22nd, Social Distortion, The Vandals, Scream, and Murphy's Law will be at the Ritz. Sunday the 23rd at CBGB's, The Unjust, Verbal Assault, out of Rhode Island. Check them out, they're a hot band. Shaved Pigs and Our Neighbors Suck, and that'll be the 23rd at CBGB's. Tuesday the 25th at the Pyramid Club, Warzone and Murphy's Law. Thursday the 27th at CB's, The Undead, and also the 27th at The Dance Interior, Scream with Shock. Friday the 28th at the Dirt Club, Children in Adult Jails, Ed Gein's Car, Neither More, and Scab Dog. Saturday the 15th at the Ritz, Peter and the Test Tube Babies and Broken Bones. Tuesday the 11th of March, Scream at the Pyramid Club, and March 28th at the Ritz, so the Damned will be in town. And that's the latest we have on shows. Turmoil Classified, I think, has been dropped. Talking to a few people, not much of a response, and really sad that there wasn't much response. I was hoping to get you guys more in contact with each other, because I talked to a lot of you on the phone, and you always wanted to meet new people, and then when I give you the chance, you're not taking advantage of it, but I'm going to cut that out. Also, since I have a few people here to help me out, we're trying to find out how many students on campus would be interested in seeing a punk hardcore show here at SUNY Stony Brook, even if you're off campus. What we're going to do is just call us up at area code 516. 516-